When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome, my fellow trivia nerds, to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany. I am here with my very best friend, Meredith. Say hi, Meredith.
Hi, kids in the car.
Today, we're going to play a really fun game I call Who, What, Where Trivia.
Ooh,
so every round
this.
Is a new topic, a who, a what, and a where.
Okay.
I'm pretty excited.
Me too.
We have some shout outs, by the way. I want to shout out, first of all, Lola, who leaves this amazing Harry Potter review on our iTunes account, by the way. She gave us like questions to use that were harder than, she thinks my questions are too easy. I'm telling you.
I love her.
So she gave me harder questions and they are legit hard. You guys should read her reviews because her questions are super hard. Also, shout out to Sky Juliana.
I love this.
I know. I think it's so awesome. I'm going to come up with some hard Harry Potter for her.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it. Sky, Juliana, Emmy, Ava, Bennett, Owen, and Jude. Hey, guys. I hope you guys are having an amazing week. All right. So I'm going to lead you through three rounds of trivia. Each round has a new topic. The first round, who? I'm going to describe somebody, and it can be real or fictional, and you're going to tell me who I am.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. Mm-hmm. Round one, who? Number one.
Okay.
I'm a famous boy wizard with an obvious scar and two wizard best friends.
Harry Potter.
Correct. Question two. I'm known for swinging my hips, rock and roll, and my love for peanut butter, bacon, and banana sandwiches.
Elvis Presley. I'm going to do their accent throughout.
And that's the Elvis one.
Yeah.
Okay,
I think he was Southern.
He was like, thank you.
Elvis
Presley.
Thank you very much. Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. There you go. Find it. Okay. Question three. I started out a lowly cartoonist whose best friend was a mouse, but together we created a theme park and movie empire that's still successful today.
Walt Disney.
Correct. Question four. Easily the most famous Chicago Bulls player of all time. And while I was less successful on the baseball field, I'm perfectly happy with my Olympic gold medals and six NBA sets of rings.
Michael Jordan.
Correct. Question five. I started out on two hugely popular Disney shows, but now that I have my driver's license, I'm filling sold-out stadiums and making gold records.
Olivia Rodrigo?
Yes!
I love her!
I know!
I love that driver's license song. Okay.
Okay, question six. Listen, I'm a legit work of art. But I'm crazy mysterious, and for centuries, people have been trying to figure out what I'm smiling about.
Mona Lisa.
Correct. Question seven. Technically, I work one day a year, but there's a lot of prep that goes into it, and that includes fattening up my belly and trimming my beard.
Santa Claus.
Yes.
Santa Are you serious?
Yes.
I am so good at your game.
Okay.
Okay.
Question eight. When it comes to the presidency, I was the 44th man to hold the job. But my win was kind of a big deal, historic even.
The 44th president was Bill Clinton.
It was Barack Obama.
Cool.
It's okay. Got one wrong. Don't get upset. You got it.
Historic would have been Barack Obama. Why would Bill Clinton be
historic? First saxophone player? I don't know. Okay.
All right. I'm coming back.
Okay. Question 9. With over 3,600 career points, I've always been a bit of a record breaker. In fact, I'm the all-time leading scorer in Division I women's basketball, and I'm really close to passing the men's record, too. Iowa sure is lucky to have me on their court. She's all over the
place.
I don't know.
I wish I knew so bad. I wish I knew this one.
This is
I want to apologize to women everywhere.
Is Caitlin Clark. She is an amazing otherworldly basketball player. Okay.
So cool. Okay.
She is very cool. Question 10. Final one of the who round. I live with my parents and sister Bingo in Brisbane, Australia. We're a close family who loves to laugh, play games, and have a tail wagging time.
Bluey.
It is Bluey. That's right. Redemption. All right. Okay.
Couldn't get the NBA player, but definitely not Bluey.
Not Bluey. All right. We're going to round 2. This is the what round, which means you have to guess the object that I'm describing. Ready?
Okay. Yeah.
Question 1. I was big in the 60s and 70s, and I'm having a comeback. You play music on me, but unlike your phone, I spin and spin.
It would be a record player.
That is correct. Question 2. I'm one of the most famous burgers in the world, known for my extra bun and special sauce.
Big Mac.
Correct. Question 3. I'm a really fast muscle car named after a horse. I've been featured in lots of movies and I'm still in production today.
Mustang.
That is correct. Question 4. Unrelated to hockey, I'm having a moment right now. Women and teen girls love me. I'm not a regular cup. I'm a cool insulated cup.
I'm a Stanley cup.
You are a Stanley cup. That's right.
You're a Stanley cup.
Okay. Question 5. Everything is digital these days, but I used to be absolutely essential to your family photos. You put me in a camera and developed me in a dark room.
Film
is correct. By the way, I tried to get film developed the other day. It is $1 million. It is so expensive. It's like art now.
It is so crazy. And my mom had a roll of film developed. And kids in the car, cover your ears. She developed a party that we threw once when she was out of town on vacation. And 22 years later, I got grounded by my mother.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I found this old film and we were all excited to like get it developed, and then I got in trouble for what was on there.
I bet you did. All right, question 6. I'm the longest bone in the human body.
The longest bone in the human body is your femur.
That's correct. Question 7. Technically, I'm invisible, but I'm always there. You can find me in public spaces, in your house. You can even buy me on an airplane. Without me, those games you play on your phone would be useless.
Charger.
No.
What?
It is Wi-Fi.
Oh.
Invisible. Yep.
Okay.
Although my charger might as well be invisible because I don't know where it is and everybody's always stealing it around here. Okay. All right. Question 8. I'm a candy bar known for being extra satisfying, especially when you're hangry.
Snickers.
Snickers is right. Question 9. My friends call me a snack, and waffle, curly, and steak and crinkle are just a few of the styles I'm known for.
French fry.
Yeah, French fry. Final question. Invented in the 1920s, I'm the type of game you play if you like making money, owning all the land, and bankrupting your friends.
Farmtown, Farmington Hills, Farmington Town.
This is a weird way that we've gone. It's Monopoly. I don't know.
I don't know. I was talking about that AF game where everyone had the farms.
Oh, no. No,
I don't know. In the okay, 1920s. That did take a turn.
Yes, yes. I was like thinking, wow, what did your grandparents play? Okay, no, it is Monopoly. All right. So we got through the who, we got through the what. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to play the where.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.
All right, we are back. Round 3, where? Guess the location or famous destination I am describing. Are you ready?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, question 1. They call me the City of Light, and I'm full of some of the best breads and pastries you'll ever eat.
Oh, it's so stressful. I think it's Seattle.
It's Paris.
Oh, that sounds way better.
But I'm sure there's a lot of pretty lights in Seattle.
Well, I just had some really good bread experiences when I was there the last time. And there is a lot of light, so yeah. I don't know why I went there. Okay, I've never been to Paris.
It's great. It's fine. Okay, question 2. I'm a famous river that runs through the Brazilian rainforest.
Oh boy, geography is so hard for me. I want to say it's the Nile.
It's the Amazon River. It's okay.
I'm so bad at geography. Okay, what's the next one?
Okay, question three. Things you'll find while visiting me. The Spanish Steps, the Pantheon, Vatican City, the Colosseum, and some really good pasta.
Rome.
Yes, Rome is correct. Question four. I am the capital of Canada, and while the majority of people here speak English, I border Quebec, so I'm pretty heavy with French speakers as well.
Quebec City.
I was like immediately like, do you know the capital of Canada? It is Ottawa.
I do want to visit Quebec City really bad, though.
Same. Okay. Question five. I want to brag, but I'm actually the largest airport in the U.S.
JFK.
It is Denver International Airport.
Oh, where I got lost for 9 hours a couple weeks ago. Remember how furious I was? It was a terrible. They lost my luggage. Yes. All right. I can't bring it up again.
I'm
trying to work through these feelings.
Okay. Question six. I feel like question six is your jam. Okay.
Okay. I'm ready.
I'm a spooky location of the North Atlantic Ocean full of urban legends and missing boats and airplanes. Allegedly.
Bermuda Triangle.
That's right, the Bermuda Triangle. Okay, question seven. If you wanted to visit where Lord of the Rings was filmed, what country would I visit?
Ireland.
It is New Zealand.
Oh, my God. Who's seen the show? I haven't even seen it. How do I know?
Who's heard of Lord of the Rings? Is that even a thing? I don't. Okay. Question eight. I am the home to the most volcanoes in the whole world.
The most volcanoes I don't think that's Hawaii then. Japan?
It is Indonesia, not far off. So Indonesia. Okay. Question nine. When you visit me, you'll find things like the Acropolis, the Parthenon, and delicious baklava.
Bavaria?
It is Athens, Greece.
Why is this so hard for me? I need to get out more. I have got to travel more.
Okay,
here we go.
Okay, next. Final question.
The only ones I've known the answers to is because
You were so strong the first two rounds, so don't worry about it. Okay, question 10. Out of all the other continents, I am the one with the most fresh water.
Earth.
That's a planet. Antarctica. It's Antarctica. Oh my gosh.
I got it. Okay.
Just think that's where all the bottled water commercials happen is up there in Antarctica. So
sounds like a terrible place to shoot.
All the glaciers. The glacier water that we're drinking. All right. Well, you know what? You did it. You survived it. We did three rounds of trivia, two strong ones, and the last one was a round, is what we'll just say. Make sure to head to our Instagram and Facebook. Let me know how you did on round three compared to Meredith. I am dying to know if anybody was able to eke out a couple more points on that final round. If you want to hear your name on our show, we love that. Leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Include your name. Otherwise, we won't know who to give a shout out to. All right. That's all we've got for today. Thanks for listening, trivia nerds.
Hi,
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.